your hourly morning news on KX93.5 now.
Few details are known yet, but Festival of Arts officials announced the death of local sculptor Terry Thornsley on Tuesday. The name may not be familiar, but Thornsley's work embellishes the town. His wall mural of lifeguards making a rescue in a rowboat makes a splash near the Main Beach Lifeguard headquarters. Thornsley's sculpted oak tree faces Coast Highway and screens an entrance to the Montage Resort ballrooms. His bronze seals are outside Mission Hospital, and his depiction of a pelican perches at Crescent Bay Park. In April, Thornsley was a nominee for the Arts Alliance Artist of the Year. The Laguna Beach Independent and Laguna Beach Magazine are under new ownership, though readers shouldn't expect to see any real changes soon. In a memo sent to employees on Tuesday, local resident Alan Simon, who expanded Firebrand Media's portfolio of publications since investing in 2009, says he is turning over its ownership to key employees. Expect more details in Friday's edition. Restaurants with big screens are gearing up for Game 6 in the Western Conference National Hockey League Series tonight at 5. Home team favorite Anaheim Ducks battle the Chicago Blackhawks on the ice. Former Ducks teammates Timu Solani and Guy Hebert will bartend at a special Ducks watch dinner party at Solani Steak Tavern tonight. School Power, the local foundation that supports public education, handed out $85,000 in teacher grants Tuesday night at the school board meeting. The funds were divvied up between each school, with the largest grant of $11,000 going to Laguna Beach High School science teachers led by Jan Merritt. El Moro teachers Sherry David and Debbie Finnerty received $4,500 for arts project for first and second graders. And top of the world principal Michael Conlin asked for $5,000 for a reading program. Thurston's teachers received $8,000 towards a history project. Another Laguna Beach icon, Hobie Alter, who died last March, is the subject of a display of surf memorabilia. Fittingly, the Surfing Heritage and Culture Center installed the new display in the Hobie Surf Shop in Dana Point. It includes the very first balsa wood surfboard shaped by Alter and describes his many innovations in surfing, skateboarding, and sailing. At just 17, Hobie started shaping and glassing balsa wood surfboards in the garage of his family's Laguna Beach home. Fed up with the wood shavings and ricin on the floor, Hobie's father helped him set up in a small workshop and surfboard shop on Coast Highway in Dana Point. Dick Metz is the founder of the Surfing Heritage Center and a lifelong friend and business partner to Alter. He says, at that time, we were just kids trying to figure out what we wanted to do in life. That's your news this morning, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell on KX93.5.